This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We are looking for people who've had a tremendous meltdown, and we've all had one.
Sure.
But we don't want just any meltdown. Oh, yeah, this guy looked at my kid wrong. No, we need you to have a huge meltdown over a little thing.
There we go.
Where you've lost your mind. Like, in retrospect, you look back and you go, what was I?
Yeah.
A 19-year-old South Carolina man. I don't know if we should be starting with this one because it sets the bar kind of high. Shot his 17-year-old cousin for eating his chips.
You ate my Pringles?
Ooh.
I wouldn't. Pringles, nah, doesn't rise to the level of gunplay. But
I would love to hear which chip does.
The yellow bag or the blue bag?
Lay's?
Yeah.
Or Ruffles?
Yeah, those are pretty good chips.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe.
You're a Frito-Lay man, are you?
Well.
I think this is a tough one for me. You don't like the kettle chips, do you? So there'd be no gunplay between us if I took your...
No, you can have my kettle chip.
Hmm. My son would shoot you if you took his Takis.
What are these?
Ugh, you'd never eat it.
I've never heard of these.
It's like...
Is it a chip?
They look like a flauta. Like it's the rolled... It's a corn chip like rolled up and then they just douse it in like the worst. It's like the... It's the refuse from Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Okay.
They're so hot and they just leave your hands malformed and red.
Okay. That doesn't sound like fun.
Yes. No.
All right. You can have those. I won't shoot.
All the middle schoolers are like, you get your hands on my Takis or that's a shooting. Okay. Middle schoolers don't have guns.
No, so just, no,
I get it, but
right,
you could hear it, right?
Yeah.
You could feel energy where people are like, I'm going to write Slacker and Steve's boss a letter. They said kids have guns at schools for their talkie fights. No, we didn't.
No.
We didn't say that. Feel free.
But that's what everyone hears.
His name is Mike.
That's true.
And you can look him up on the website. Shooter warned the victim not to eat his chips. For me, I think it's Sun Chips. No, God, I don't really have a chip that I care that much about.
I know, that's right. It rises to the level of...
I would say Pringles might be mine. Like, the cheddar Pringles are one of my favorite
chips.
Oh,
you're a flavored Pringle chip guy?
You don't eat
flavored? You're jalapeno, aren't you?
No,
you
are, do they even have jalapeno?
Oh, see how excited you're getting just the thought.
I would maybe eat that.
See?
You know what? I'll cut a fool who eats my Funyuns, though.
Oh, you're
I'm
just
a big fan of
Funyuns. So maybe you would cut, but not shoot.
Yeah,
for
I'm
the
not going to shoot anybody over a chip.
Okay.
You touch my sushi, though.
It's on.
That's a nuclear bomb. I warned the victim not to eat his chips. He refused, so he shot his cousin.
Because that's rational.
Yep. He's been arrested for attempted murder and what not. But that right there.
Yeah, that's over a little thing.
It's a great meltdown over a little thing. Steve, you do it all the time. What's your last one?
It was actually, I haven't had one in a while. It was just recently. So when you and I travel together, we fly together, you're always nice guy. You know how to check me in. You know how to get me a seat. You know how to put it in the passbook.
Yeah, put it in your wallet.
That thing.
Passbook, yeah.
Yeah, that. So I had to do it myself this time. But I did a bunch of dry runs. I was on. I was ready to go.
Dry run? What do you mean?
Because you know me. I'm clicking on something dumb and I'm off in the left field. So anyway, I did some dry runs. And so 24 hours before, I had the countdown. I'm watching the clock. You know, I got
to check
ready to
yourself
click.
In.
Yep. And so I clicked, and I got through the first part, and then it asked me a question, and I got confused, and I'm like, son of a, everybody's getting in my seat! And so
were you flying Southwest?
I was, no. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I was United Express.
And you already probably had it.
I did, but I don't know. And so I finally got through the process, and it took me, and I got the worst
You seat. Had a meltdown?
I did, to the point where I took my laptop on the couch, nice soft couch.
Oh, you set it down.
Because it always happens to me. I did dry runs.
You literally.
I was too quick.
You say you did a dry run.
Yes.
You seriously like mock checked in for your flight?
Yeah, to the point where I got to the screen where it says, oh, sorry, you got to be, it's 24 hours. So I backed out of it and I tried it again just to see if I got it. Yeah. So I had a major, it was by myself.
Steve.
Yeah, it wasn't a huge meltdown, but
the
I just.
The anxiety you feel about doing things like that.
Yes.
I get it.
I know. And I was
that's literally awesome that you're.
I blew my phone. I was walking around screaming.
Stupid me with the triple clicking.
But at least I didn't do it in public this time.
I'm proud of you.
I know.
Somebody also wrote in. They said they worked at a hotel. They saw a woman have a huge meltdown over the tiniest little thing. She found out where her room was, and it was too far away from the lobby. So she had a meltdown. They refused to help her, so she slept there.
I respect that.
She was like,
they'd rather have people see this random lady laying in a lobby in her pajamas and what, than have...
Your meltdown is over how far your room is.
Yeah. What? If you tell me my room is close to this and it's not, because then I park next to, and then I'm not going to...
First off, what you're describing where you park next to something is a motel.
No hotel.
And I don't know how long.
Entrances.
I don't
different
remember last
entrances.
Time. No. Hotels don't.
Yeah, they do.
Mr. Motel.
There's
no.
Side doors. There's no. Back no. Doors. Yeah, nope. That's closest to nope. Your room. Huh?
Nope.
I just stayed in one
yes,
after I booked my flight.
Motel. No. Yes, you
had
did.
Had an H in it.
If a, then, no. It was in the Dakotas. Then,
it was.
Dude. Hotels have a main entrance, and you get on an elevator and you go to your room.
But they also have like fire evacuation exits and stuff by law. And you could go inside those. And if my room is next, I'm going to park next to that door.
I'm going to have a meltdown over the fact that you think you're like, it's my constitutional right to not have to walk far to my room.
Yes.
This is America. So another person said they saw a person have a complete and total meltdown over the price of milk. They lost it. They walked up to the clerk. There was somebody stocking the milk. They lost it. They're screaming at him. How dare you? This country's raising prices. You're gouging me. Blah, blah, blah.
Dang.
They're screaming at the clerk. And they pulled out their receipt from a couple days earlier going, look how much it was 3 days ago.
What? How much? So
3 cents.
Was not.
The price of milk.
They had a nutty
had
over.
Gone up.
Get out.
$0.03.
Oh my God.
So, and they lost it.
How'd the store react then? They had him escorted out?
They shot him.
Okay. You're right.
You're allowed to. It's over 3 cents. Government says. Somebody's yelling at you about 3 cents. You can
just
shoot
go ahead.
Him.
No
you can't
questions.
Kill him, but you can just shoot him.
Oh, wing him.
Like in a foot.
Okay.
Yeah. Wing him. That's it.
Okay.
I think that's what it's like. Make my wing day. Thing.
So that's what the grocery store
yes.
chain. That's the.
They winged him.
Okay.
We also got a story of somebody who melted down over not melted cheese at Wendy's.
Wait, that was you.
No, God. No, it was somebody ordered it. This old lady who needed a cane or whatever. They said
that's
she
right.
came in. She like
yeah.
ordered a baked potato. They gave it to her. And then the cheese wasn't melted yet by the time she went back to her table. Came running back
Dead.
Out. Sans cane. She's like, I demand justice and more melty cheese. So what we need from you is to admit that you're this bat guano crazy. We all have it.
Right.
We have that moment where
had a nutty.
You have a nutty and you like... There's good reasons to have nutties. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about huge meltdowns. And in retrospect, it was a teeny tiny thing.
You look back and go, what the hell was,
why was I
thinking?
Why did I care this much about the United app? I guess he just did. All right. So if you've had a huge meltdown over something small, this is when you tell us your story. Tim?
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. You are disguised. Big old meltdown over a little thing. What happened?
Yeah, so listen, last week my microwave stopped. It kept not working.
Okay.
It would work and then it wouldn't work. And this has been happening for a long time, a few weeks. And I like my microwave a lot. I use it a lot. But I got so frustrated that I very calmly unplugged it, unscrewed it
yep.
from its place.
No.
Walked over. To the balcony
no.
that I have.
Wait.
And threw it down
yep.
on the street.
Yep.
I threw it over the balcony. And just watched it splatter all over the road.
Yeah, the best part is calmly unscrewing it because you know you're finally going to get revenge on this P.O.S.
But it's not a... It's
you just calmly
revenge.
Take it.
You're talking
you
as if it's alive.
It's revenge.
Oh,
it's
my...
revenge. You're right. It had happened too many times.
Yeah.
Like, over, like...
So
like
I get
over
it.
A few months.
The reason you're disguised is people may have been harmed in you hurling this inanimate object over off of a building.
Just that round glass thing that spins around.
Yeah, I mean, that whole part.
Well, no one was harmed per se. I mean, there were people who saw, but I did not care. I didn't care.
Right? You were just done.
Between me and that microwave. Nobody else involved.
Wow.
Nicely done.
All right, Tim. Well, good luck buying a new microwave, yep. buddy. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Heidi?
Yay.
Meltdown over a tiny little thing.
Okay, so my story is on my 17th birthday, my big sister took me to the movies, and then on our way home, she told me that I needed to get off my high horse because I was 17 and had an attitude. So I pulled the emergency brake and jumped out of the car.
What?
You
That's
power
rational,
slid,
yes. And then,
yeah,
and the producers of Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift were standing by. They wrote that movie based on my thing. You shoulder rolled out of the car.
Wow.
Yeah, I just jumped. Well, I pulled the emergency brake first.
So how did that play out? Did she, get back in the car, no. Get back in the car, no.
God, I just leave.
Right? Yeah, you just
my
take
dad
off.
Came, picked me up because I wouldn't get back in the car, and then I ended up in mental hospital.
Wow.
So okay. It was a huge right. meltdown.
Yeah.
Well.
It was a real meltdown.
Were you able to ever get off your high horse then?
I think I might have been knocked off in a little.
Okay, wow. Heidi. That's,
hey, thank you for the call, Heidi.
Dang.
I've never pulled the emergency brake. I pulled it a little bit, but cars don't have them anymore, right?
They do. They're usually not here.
It's like, it's more of a parking brake, like down on the floor.
My Audi's just like a little lever.
So you couldn't be careening down the highway and pull that thing anymore, I don't think. Like you could in my...
Good question. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Julie?
Yay.
Big old meltdown over something kind of stupid.
So I had a complete meltdown over the movie Breakfast at Tiffany's. Like at the end when she kicks the cat out of the car in the pouring rain, I was literally crying hysterically and screaming about a cat for over an hour and a half. That
a fictional cat in a movie.
Yes. Yeah.
A cat that was probably fed.
Later, I found out I was pregnant. So.
Oh, okay. So.
Yeah, so we've got that in our back pocket as an excuse for your cray-cray.
Right.
Do you watch it? Have you watched it since then? Can you get through the scene or is that it?
I still haven't watched it. It's been almost 8 years.
Dang, Jules.
Thank you for the call. I can honestly say I've never seen that movie.
Oh, okay.
But if a cat gets hurt, Pauline.
Yay.
Big old meltdown over something little.
So it was when I was younger. I was about 8 years old. I had my little sister asked me for the last piece of gum that I had. And I didn't want to give it to her, but my mom made me. So I was so mad. I went into the bathroom and I smashed a little window with my wrist. And it cut it open. It cut it open, so she had to take me to hospital.
And then you look like you're trying to commit suicide.
Over a piece of gum.
Holy smokes.
It was like the ouch one that came in a tin back in the 90s. So it was really good gum. So
that's totally it. Rational.
It's a good
then.
Gum. So
now that you explain which kind of gum it was.
Exactly.
I love that you're still politicking
you
for
are,
it.
Like, right?
You guys don't get it, man. It was Hubba Bubba. Okay. No, that's rational. Pauline, that is...
that's a meltdown.
Thank you for the call. Richard?
Yay.
Big old meltdown.
I went to go see a movie at a movie theater. It's supposed to start at 7 o'clock. As I'm walking into the theater, it's not even quite 7, and the movie's already past the previews and into the movie.
Nope.
Went back and got the manager, and told him no, he had to stop it and rewind it. This is back in the days of actual film.
Yep.
And I demanded he do it, and I went back in just as he was shutting off the projection, told the rest of the audience, this is my fault. It's still not even 7 o'clock, and I came here to see the whole movie, and he restarted it.
Good for you, man.
I like how he's single. Hey, it's because of that
it's
guy
this dude right
over there.
I think that was a meltdown over the right thing. Thank you for the call, dude. Jim.
Yay.
Big old meltdown.
My ex and I were going into a grocery store. We saw a man parked in a handicap spot, and he confronted the man as he walked perfectly fine into the store. And he accosted the guy and said, how dare he park in the spot? You're not handicapped. The guy lifted up both of his pant legs, and he was on prosthetics.
Oh, no!
Question.
Yeah.
You're handicapped, but you're super ambulatory, though, still.
Is you that, still what, get okay, to park okay, there! Right. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.